There's been a lot of consumer outrage this week over the soaring price of EpiPens. Those are the handy injectors that deliver a shot of adrenaline to stop life-threatening allergic reactions. The cost of an EpiPen has gone up hundreds of dollars in recent years. And in King County, one government agency decided several years ago that it needed a cheaper alternative. Jim Darren is professional standards manager for the county's emergency medical services. He helped develop a kit for emergency workers that replaces the EpiPen for less than $20. But he told KUOW's Kim Malcolm that cost wasn't the only driving factor.
Well, we had two issues that were coming up at the same time. One was the expiring EpiPens from the fire departments and the EMS agencies and the rising cost. And also we were being approached by the community who were saying that our protocols at the time did not match what the directions from the allergists were giving their patients in the community.
And what was the gap with the protocol?
The gap was that we would only administer the EpiPen when patients were in dire need, so they were in anaphylactic shock. And the new approach that the allergists were teaching their patients were, if for mild symptoms, administer epinephrine to prevent the severe allergic reactions.
Jim, describe the kit that King County EMS has developed. If you unzip it, what would I see inside?
Well, from the outside of the kit, you can see some just-in-time training cards, so making sure that our providers understand when to administer the kit. And once you open the kit up, there's two syringes with safety needles, a couple of Band-Aids, a couple of alcohol wipes, and a bottle of adrenaline, enough to actually give three doses.
And how are they used?
One, the patients need to meet the criteria of usage, which is a known trigger, and they're experiencing symptoms of either shortness of breath or hives or swelling. And then the ENTs would open up the kit. They would drop the medicine according to the proper dosage. Either it's an adult dose or a pediatric dose, and inject the medicine into their muscle.
And how much does one of the kits cost?
Excluding the medication, so the kits itself cost $15 with all the supplies in them.
And with the medication?
Another somewhere between $2.50 and $5.
So that would be less than $600 retail.
Right. And the beauty about the whole kit is one of the things that we had a problem with is the medicine expiring, and it has about a shelf life of about 18 months, even with the EpiPens. And so we have security tape on it with the expiration date. So when the medicine is expired, all the provider has to do is remove the security tape, open up the kit, and remove the expired vial, and then reseal the kit, put the expiration date on it. So instead of $600 for expired medication, it's only $5.
Jim, who's using these kits in King County?
Every EMS provider in King County and also including Seattle. So we have the private ambulance companies and all of the 31 different fire departments.
And where else are they being sent?
State of Alaska, Montana, Idaho, Colorado, where you've been getting inquiries about twice a week on from various other states and counties about our program. We've been working with the state of New York, which has adopted our program as a statewide initiative. So they're doing a pilot project right now, and they have about 5,000 kits out in the streets right now.
What are these people telling you when they call you and they've heard about your approach to this issue?
We need some help. The cost of the EpiPens are preventing us from purchasing them. So they're utilizing about 75% of their EMS budgets for equipment just to restock on the auto-injectors of the EpiPens.
75% just to restock these kits?
In some departments that are ones that really do not have a whole lot of money to begin with.
Public schools also need to stock them, and the skyrocketing price of EpiPens has hit them hard. Can your kit or something like it be adapted for schools?
I believe so. We have developed a online training program or even a standalone training program which talks about anaphylaxis and how to drop the medicine and how to administer it, which can be adapted to schools also. With trained providers. I wouldn't say the general public, but for trained providers.
with Kim Malcolm. That's Jim Darren from King County Emergency Medical Services. He says his agency has saved hundreds of thousands of dollars since it replaced EpiPens in 2013 with that simple, cheap kit for emergency workers.